Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Now feel that, really feel that, because today it's all about authenticity. And when we commit to authenticity, when we claim our authenticity, literally all the doors open. It's an extraordinary power. It's yours to claim, and today is all about how to do that.
And it's really kind of a fun conversation because authenticity is like a multi-level miracle.
I'm going to use the word multidimensional miracle just because I don't enjoy the idea of levels at all, you know. And guys, this is why May, right? We're in the moment right now of this puzzle pieces. And how are your puzzle pieces coming together? And aren't we grateful that we made it through that mid-May energetic peak? Remember we talked about that?
You know, in mid-May, we're coming to this place where there's grander energy is causing some folks in density to act out. And for others of us, it's an opportunity to really flip into the recognition that the puzzle pieces are coming together.
And they are coming together in every way. And, you know, as we had talked about in our May video, and as we talked about starting back in April, that this middle of the month around, you know, these periods of time that kind of swirl around the 13th have been these peak energy moments, these moments where things are revealing themselves. And certainly in May, we had a vast swath of things that have revealed themselves. And, you know, one of the things, Sri, that I just have to jump in and say, talking about authenticity is, you know, we yesterday there was the big wedding over in the UK and, I really enjoyed the pastor, the Chicago-born pastor, who was talking about the power of love and bringing Martin Luther King into that energy and talking about that, because that energy is the gift. And certainly he was in his authenticity. He was exactly who he is, giving an incredible, beautiful sharing during that beautiful, love-filled wedding. And so may we all remember that as part of our commitment to authenticity, because the commitment to authenticity really begins with loving yourself.
Loving yourself is the foundation for loving anything. It's just so important to turn around that whole thing about attend to others' needs, you know, be in service, be selfless. You know, I think that there is a grand error at work in the training or a misinterpretation because we must first look to be self-full before we can be in true service to others. And when I say self-full, I'm not talking about selfish. I'm talking about the authenticity of recognizing that I am a divine being, having this earthly experience, and that my needs and my learnings and my healings and all of that stuff is truly why I took birth.
Yes, it is. Now, you know, I just got to jump in, Sri, because I'm not sure, guys, all of our lines might already be full. But hey, if you want to join the conversation, if you want to get a mini soul reading, if you want to say hello, ask a question, here's the number. Write it down, 888-627-6008. Write that down again, 888-627-6008. And remember, guys, that, you know, if you call and it's busy, it does mean all of our lines are full. But as soon as we start saying hi and goodbye to people, that's your chance to get into the queue. And I think maybe all of our lines are full right now, but hold on to that number, 888-627-6008.
We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the whole conversation around authenticity, it's very important to understand what it is that is wanting to come forward. You know, authenticity is about a true self-love. It's about loving yourself enough to allow your truth to be visible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean broadcast. That doesn't mean stand up on a soapbox. It just means I'm not hiding in the shadows. And the first step before we even get to the I'm not hiding in the shadows is to just get comfortable being who you are, knowing who you are, and maybe sharing that with a close friend.
Well, you know, authenticity is a commitment. And that's why today's show is all about the commitment to authenticity, because, you know, let's just face it. The word authenticity generates a lot of different things. Most words do, right? I mean, really, every word means something to someone, right? But the key is that what we are diving into is, what does authenticity look like in your life when your divine nature is ignited and you're, let's just say, you're wide open to things beyond the 3D. For example, how many of you have been dealing with the intense time warps, time slips, deja vu? I've been calling it intense deja vu. Guys, the intense deja vu this month has been insane. And this was all building through that peak moment. Now that we're on the kind of the slide from the May into June energy, this is a moment to really say, yay, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, and I am committed to the authenticity of my being to have an amazing life.
Absolutely. And pay attention, because whatever you're experiencing in any given moment is the culmination of all the energies interfacing in that intersection.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing wrong with any experience. It's feedback. It's a display of what was set into motion. Now, every moment that we love ourselves, every moment that we say, I am here, I am ready, I am open.
Woohoo, baby.
And I'm willing to trust my guidance.
Yes.
When that comes into play, then we are setting forward in our attractor field a whole nother energy, a more authentic energy, an energy that's lined up with a deeper truth. And the deeper truth then begins to, let's just say, some of the squiggly stuff that wasn't quite so authentic has to be sloughed off.
It's like getting a big loofah.
It's like a loofah. It's like you blew up the balloon and the dust is having to leave. So there is always a healing moment. Anytime we step forward, there's always a little residue that must be lovingly smiled at. Go, oh, yeah, there you are. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, truly. But you know, Sri, I really want to step in with what Archangel Zadkiel has said so many times, that you have to, in order to really stay awake, be awake, live an awakened life, the yes, the commitment, is not something you do once.
No.
It's not like you wake up one morning and go, this is it, right? Like, how many times have you had a this is it morning, whether it's exercise, diet, new work, new relationship, and then that morning happens a couple other times as well, right? You have to keep saying yes. And when we commit to our authentic life, when we commit to our authentic nature, and guys, in this moment of this multidimensional, tri-dimensional living with all of this heavy, heavy time illusion swipping away, this is really the moment to do it, because actually that's going to be one of those tools in the toolkit to assist you to really be abundantly successful in initiating your life. I mean, that's what next week's show is all about as well.
There are grand habits at work in our psychology. Uh-huh. One of the grand habits is not rocking the boat, you know, not being a little too weird.
See, but that's fear.
It is fear.
At the essence of that, we're really talking about fear.
There are so many patterns in our consciousness that were put in place by loving parents and teachers and schools and all that, that they became so automatic that we haven't really looked at them very closely. But at some point, some of this be polite, get along, don't rock the boat kind of conformity will possibly inhibit your willingness to come forward with the truth of you, who you are, and that must be challenged.
Well, you know, Sri, as you're sharing this, I was like, okay, I get this at a level that maybe you guys can get this at this level too. So remember that movie Groundhog Day?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray, right? You guys remember that movie? And if you've never seen it, go watch it, because the time slips and this multidimensional experience we're in right now are very reminiscent of that. However, with what you were just saying, one of the things that Bill Murray, who was the lead character, a news guy who kept Punxsutawney Phil, he kept waking up, you know, over and over again. It was Groundhog Day.
Same day over and over.
Over and over. But
he got better at it.
But yeah, no, but it's more than that, Sri. And this is the point. The point is that in order for him to break the loop, he had to start doing things differently. Yes. He had to look at his puzzle pieces. Every day he woke up and it was the same thing. And at first he just got really good at doing the same thing over and over again, which is what you were talking about. Then he realized, wait a minute, I've got nothing left to lose. And he actually starts doing crazy things. Oh, you know, the pendulum swung the other way. But it was when he finally got, and in his case, it was the energy of love that gave him that. The recognition of, wait a minute, I want more out of my life. I want my life to be more than this. He looked at every single puzzle piece and found the way they fit together to break the chain. And that's really what you're talking about, is that we get very good at doing things the same way. But if we live authentically, we automatically interrupt the quote unquote programming of density, because our soul is guiding and our soul has all this incredible universal wisdom and understanding and compassion and love.
Absolutely. And it does take a little bit of, let's just say, focus or tenacity to continue to expand your comfort zone, so to speak.
So in your May right now, are you having a groundhog day with those puzzle pieces? Or have you gotten to the other point where you're like, wait a minute, I know these pieces, but I'm tired of putting them together this way. Now let's see what happens if I put them together this way. That's authenticity. Authenticity is when you take off the shackles of the third dimension and free yourself, because it is, authenticity is a freeing energy, and you free yourself to fly. You see all the doors open and you run to them. You run through them because they're open, versus walking down the hallway going, which door do I like?
Mm-hmm. And so, beloved ones, each of us has our own pathway, our own life, our own history up to this precious moment that we call now. And each of you gets the delight of simplifying your lives so that the puzzle pieces no longer generate more complexity and confusion. They generate delight as they come together.
I got to say, they generate the light. I know you said delight. I'm saying the light, because it's all true. And, you know, this is why, and authenticity, when you commit to it, when it's not just something you fantasize about or something you ruminate about or something you sit and go, that would be so nice. You know, how many of you, I know, guys, I was guilty of this, certainly, Sheree. I think you probably were too at some point in your life, Sheree. But I know up until the moment when I surrendered into the truth of who I am, and if you've not read our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, this is all in there. I encourage you with all my heart to read that book. But I remember thinking often, God, it would be so nice just to be who I was. You know, my years and years and years in the traditional business world, I always felt like I was hiding. I always felt like I was compromising. I would have to really, I think about how many times I was doing things that were contrary to who I wanted to be or who I truly am, excuse me. And by my late 20s, talk about early on, I had stuck so much of that and I had compromised myself so much that I wound up manifesting and dying of cancer at the ripe old age of 29. And the gift of my death was that I came back recognizing that either I lived authentically or I was going to die. It was one or the other. And so I'm not saying that your journey is going to be like my journey, but what I can share with all of you is that whether you physically manifest a disease that is life-threatening, whether or not you are able to mitigate in your physical form, every time you compromise the truth of who you are, you're killing the freedom of the gift of your joy, your peace, and extraordinary miracle presence.
Well, I am not a sociologist. However, I have to suspect that the amount of let's just call it discontent in the outer world, in the social scene, from high school students to millennials on down the line, those that have said, hey, I'm here to participate with density, with the norms, and the norms suck. They're not serving me.
Absolutely. You know, and how many people are graduating college with incredible skills and they're in debt for the rest of their lives, just about. I mean, there's so many things in the density world that are not authentic. And the key, my angels, is that rather than, yes, that's there, but you honestly can find your way out of it. And committing to your authenticity and living the truth of who you are lines up resources. It lines up resources you never would find because they're hidden until you become the truth of who you are.
Absolutely. The other thing about authenticity is it's the cornerstone of true freedom.
Yes, yes, yes.
And true freedom just feels good.
From those of us, Tree and I have been living this way for a long time, guys, and we can tell you it feels great.
And true freedom is not something you have to earn. It's just a state of being that comes from relaxing into your authentic self.
Well, and you know, here I am. I got to quote the Ascended Masters again, because the Ascended Masters say it so well. True freedom will never be granted to you by a government. It can never be granted to you by an energy outside of yourself or a person outside of yourself. The only one who can cause you to be free is you. And the only one, honestly, who can take away your freedom is you. Because,
and we know how to do that.
Yes, we're all very good at that until we decide to say no, until we say enough. Because, you know, and I always go back to Gandhi because I love him so dearly. And, you know, one of the things Gandhi said was early on, he said, they can break my bones. They can break my body. They can take me, you know, essentially you can kill me, you can jail me, but you will never, ever get who I am. You will never take my freedom. Now I just butchered that quote, guys, but you know what I'm saying.
You got the meaning.
You got the gist of it. Yeah.
And so, you know, here we are chatting about authenticity. It's kind of ironic in one regard, because really what most people need is simply just a little reassurance that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You can trust yourself.
Yes.
You can trust your guidance. You can trust yourself even if you make an error and you have a slight misstep, you know, because we do course correct along the way.
Absolutely.
And this is how
that's part of the journey.
that's how we find our stride.
Absolutely.
And so the
and our wisdom.
The reality is that your life is just fine. It takes a moment to accept that things are what they are, and yeah, I'm okay, and I'm going to live my divinity and express it through my density.
I have to take issue with that. Because when you're saying I'm going to express it through my density, what you're really saying is that I'm going to hold my ascended presence even when I'm interfacing with the 3D world.
Yeah. And I was also really saying express it through my body, my dance body of form. However, here's the point of the matter. Any little step in the right direction is self-fulfilling. So when we do things just a little more authentic, a little more lined up, a little more truthful, a little more empowered,
yeah,
it just feels like we're moving into the zone. And that zone is your feedback.
Well, and also, you know, one of the things that I think is important to recognize, guys, is that there are some, I don't want to use the word rules, but let's just say energies, right? There are some energies that come forward that are very much clear when we say yes to authenticity, when we commit to our authenticity. And, you know, for example, guys, right at the top there is authenticity is not a license to hurt people with your words or to hurt people with your actions in, quote, the name of, well, I'm being authentically who I am. True authenticity is a sacred union with the soul presence that honors the temple of the body as the custodian of this energy, so that you have the gift and the divine experience of allness on this planet. And so as you awaken into your authenticity, because then this is why we talked early on about how authenticity can have lots of different definitions based upon how people receive it. But when you awaken into authenticity, it is an ascended mastery presence. And when you are an ascended mastery presence, how do you know? Well, you don't need rules, because there are energies that are self-evident. And the first one is that there is only blessings that come from interacting with you, and that your heart has opened to the recognition that every single being on this planet has the right to express themselves. Does not mean you have to agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to support it. It just means that they do have the right to express themselves, because every individual is getting their soul's needs met. And when we place judgment as to whether or not that's good or, quote, bad, we thereby step out of our authenticity.
Judgment always wounds. judgment.
Underline, highlight, capital letters.
It is a knife
beginning
that separates flow. It separates authentic evolution.
Absolutely.
And whenever we judge, what we're saying is we're trying to freeze time.
Yes.
And make it conform to an artificial standard.
Absolutely.
Now, that's different than saying I had a uncomfortable reaction to something. That doesn't invite judgment. There is truth in saying I'm feeling some discomfort. Let me look at that.
Right. Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, you know, Sri, there are so many other things to talk about, including before we end the show today, we're going to be giving you what we call the miracle share. And the miracle share is a gift that was given to us from Archangel Zadkiel that allows you to be yourself with virtually anyone and to really have the courage to navigate that moment. So we'll be offering you that miracle share near the end of today's show. So you want to stay with us. And as we suspected in the beginning of the show, we're 100% on the phone line. So
let's
authentically welcome these amazing beings.
Absolutely. We're going to go to line 4 and welcome Rachel from California.
Namaste, beloved Rachel. Welcome, angel.
Namaste. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
So I have big loofahs everywhere, and I keep saying yes every day. And yes, I would love just to have a mini soul reading, just a little help to confirm I'm okay and making my course corrections as necessary.
Well, Rachel, first and foremost, I'm just giggling because as you were sharing, it was like I was watching your arms move, like your hands were moving, but it was, how do I describe this? One of them looked like it was like your fingers looked like daisies almost, like they were like you, as you were moving your hand, your fingers looked like these daisy flowers and they were like making things. And your other hand had this long scarf that had like all these rainbow colors in it. And now I'm watching as you're taking the scarf and you're winding it around your head, but you're also winding it around this bouquet and you're dancing. And all I keep hearing from all of these beings around you, because there's a lot, as a matter of fact, in this moment, they wanted me to tell you there are exactly 177 separate beings that are coming together right now to offer you this gift. And I find that to be very fascinating, because if you take the 177, that would be 15, which reduces to a 6, which is the Merkaba light vehicle. And they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that your creative flair has given new growth and that you have been empowered with the ability to take this all to another level. And they're saying, watch what you can create when you take off all the restrictions, and we are here and your success is assured. And they're also talking about the 6th month, which, girl, that's next month. That's June. So you got a lot coming up. So I love that you got through today. Congratulations. And we love you, Rachel. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You'll have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Well, many blessings indeed. And I'll tell you what, let's just keep going here.
Well, you know, let's do that. But I want to share that, you know, as we always say, you know, this, you guys are the best. You are so amazing. And I love that Rachel opened up in authenticity, because for Rachel to release into her life and
yes,
be out there, I mean, they were showing me a very out there expression of her. You know, it was kind of like walking up to people and giving them daisies and twirling around and wearing outrageous clothes. Whether or not that happens literally or that's happening energetically, that's part of the authenticity commitment.
Well, you know, it reminds me of buoyancy.
Yeah.
That when we are buoyant meaning we're filled with the divine inspiration, we're filled with the truth of our authentic connection, our authentic being, then stuff just bubbles out.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It just happens. And whether that's literally handing people flowers, or may your energy field be like a flower given as a gift to others.
Oh, indeed. And you know what? Speaking of a gift to others, Sri, before we jump to our next caller here, guys, we need to remind you, if you have not yet gone to SriandKira.com, get there today, SriandKira.com, right on the homepage where it says events, and click on what is going on here, Remembering Atlantis. This New Year's with Sri and I, right here. I mean, imagine igniting the beacon of your ascended healing presence as you reclaim your Atlantean Mastery Healer's Toolkit. You have been the priest. You have been the priestess. You remember your time in the giant temples. Now come call it into form in this lifetime. And just imagine what will happen, because it's 4 days intensive with us here. And in those 4 days, you will learn the ancient Atlantean energetic methods of self-care that will empower your life while providing you with these really cool, tangible tools. I mean, I'm excited, Sri.
Well, the nice thing is that anytime our heart expands, we find that we're always called to help others, to whether we have an active healing practice or we have call it an improvisational healing practice.
Well, we all have a healing practice. It's called life.
It's called life.
You know, whether or not you're seeing clients is irrelevant.
But one thing I can assure you is that these amazing tools and techniques that have been gifted to us, through us, to help you remember, this is truly an Atlantean healer's toolkit that will unlock your dormant mastery. And we're talking about things like ascended applications of sound healing, Atlantean laser Reiki, the use of ascended crystal gifts, and more. Because there is a powerful Vesa healing technique called the Atlantean Healing Chamber that
guys, just go to StreamCura.com, join us this New Year's, and guys, this thing is filling up super duper fast. We are over halfway full, so that's why we're encouraging you, go check it out, find out and there's even a checklist in the PDF about whether or not you're from Atlantis.
Have some fun with that.
So, yeah, enjoy that for sure. So, you know, we've got all these people who are waiting.
Let's run back to the lines.
More masters waiting.
We're going to go to line one, and we'll say hello to Sophia from California.
Namaste, Sophia.
Hi, sweethearts. I love you so much. Oh, I've been with you. I've sung with you in some of your programs. You may recall.
You are an angel. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, I wanted to call because I've been living with, for a few years now, my dear old friend. We've been friends for 48 years now. We're married, and I love him very much, and we have a lot of spiritual connection, and he's a beautiful person, but he's dealing with a severe dementia, and I find that I become impatient, and when I do, it upsets him and makes everything worse. And so, I mean, as much as I love him and try to be, you know, perfect, I'm not. You know, I take him in every way. And, you know, again, I love him very much. And he loves me. But this is not, you know, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. But I need angelic help. We pray every day to Raphael and Michael and Zadkiel. We ask for healing. I ask for support. And I just would love to get a reading. So his name is Azul, and he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And I love him so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. First and foremost, I am so honored. And I need to share with you that as you were speaking, I felt this beautiful, soft, very soft blue, almost white, beautiful like headscarf wrapped around you, and I found myself naturally bowing my head, and I have my hands in prayer position, and it's the energy of Mary that is coming in all around you, and she's like draping you, like I'm watching with your head. So if it's safe for you to hold your hands together and, like, you know, namaste or prayer position, and just bow your head just a little bit and feel her draping you and putting this over you. And I'm watching her. It's like she's pulling tears out of your eyes, and she's combing your hair, and she's rubbing your shoulders, and she's whispering into your ears, and she's saying, "You are ever present in the realms of divine healing, and we are all ever present with you. Most beloved one, sing everything you do, call harmony in, and see it weave like a light through the energy of that which is seeking to understand once more. Allow your words to be a harmony and allow this energy to flow. And when you call me in, I shall send this through you, and together let us create this miracle. And so it is.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, sweetheart.
We love you. We love you.
Much love. Many, many blessings.
Many blessings, Angel. Thank you for that gift for all of us. Many blessings. Whew, Sri, I have tears.
Yes.
I mean, I have tears. Yeah. Wow, I'm still recuperating from that. I hope all of you received that gift. I'm still very present with this Mary presence that Sophia brought in for all of us today. And, you know, I'm looking at the time, Sri, and I'm thinking, why don't all of us float in that gift and take a quick break and just really say thank you and receive? And I just want to again bow before all of you who call into the show, all of you who listen to the show. You are the show. You co-create this show with us. Thank you for the blessing of you.
Absolutely. So we're going to breathe deeply, hand on heart, and we'll take a little station break. Then there'll be a few messages, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Ooh, how are you feeling? I'm still floating. I am so connected to all of you guys. Sri and I are just sitting here feeling you all. Thank you for radiating. I'm going to use the A word, authenticity. It's beautiful. I love what you guys are doing today.
Authenticity is truly the uninhibited joy of the universe expressing through psychology, our form, our history, our gifts. It is truly that magnificent connection that allows gratitude to flow ever easy.
And guys, when we commit to authenticity, when we say yes, isn't it so much easier when you don't have to hide anymore? So much easier when you don't have to worry about what you're wearing, who you're talking to, what you're saying, how you're saying it. Your life just gets so easy. And truly, if there was ever a guidebook to claiming authenticity, I really, with all my heart, you guys have heard me talk about this before, go to our mastery classroom. It's right there at SriandKira.com, Messages from the Masters, and read the Lost Books of the Essene. Read the entire series. Remember, all of this material is free. All it costs you is a click, right? You just, you know, and you can download it into your computer, or if you want to print, I like printing because I like highlighting. I'm old fashioned. I'm tactile.
Well, these messages are just filled with wisdom, and that wisdom is layered. It gets ever deeper when you reread it, because as we grow, we derive greater meaning from things.
Well, and if you've read the Lost Books of the Essene, and because remember, we're talking about authenticity commitment, then the other really powerful series for this moment in time right now that can really help you live this multidimensional experience is the Living in the Fifth Dimension series. It's the very first series on that page. It is the revelation of the ascended chakras. It is from Archangel Zadkiel. It is revealing, and it's hysterical. Zadkiel has such an incredible
sense of humor.
Yeah, it's really kind of fun to kind of laugh at ourselves. So again, guys, authenticity commitment. What are you willing to do to really be you? And, you know, Sri, we started right before the break, we started talking about not the rules, but kind of like when you empower your authenticity, a natural way of being arises. And we, and we talked about how we're going to give everybody this wonderful miracle share that Zadkiel gave to us to make living authenticity easy.
Because, you know, when we are living authentically, oftentimes we aren't as predictable or we seem to be a little out of sync with the conformity flow of what's ever going on in a moment.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Totally.
It's also a reminder that sometimes we do need to just love quietly and not open our mouth.
But you know, but that, Sri, I want to go there
sometimes.
Because then you're loving yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
You know, see, by really loving yourself, guys, when we awaken to multidimensional presence, we all become much more aware of the witnessing aspect of our divine self, right? Part of the mastery awakening process is when you can witness yourself, when you can almost see yourself doing something and witnessing it at the same time. That's part of that multidimensional experience. You'll know you've stepped out of 3D when you're very comfortable seeing yourself. And it's not like you're able to stop yourself. You actually could see yourself doing this, whatever it is, going, wow. But the gift of the witness is that you can harvest the blessing and thereby not have to repeat that experience again.
Absolutely. As we pay attention, we learn. It's that simple. You'll know if you're on autopilot when there's a whole lot of repetition in your life.
Well, and that's part of those puzzle pieces, right?
Yeah.
Which way am I going to put those puzzle pieces together? Yeah, absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, how many times does a child have to open and close a cupboard door? Well, whatever number of times are required to really understand it, you know?
Yeah, that was quite a visual, Sri. I love
it. So sometimes our life is like that.
It is. And when we start living in our authenticity, our life really does get easier once we get into the commitment phase of it.
Absolutely.
It's that touching in and out that makes it kind of challenging.
Well, and yeah, and what we're describing are all of those kinds of experiences. I'm sure many of you can relate to them. They happen in that phase where we are waking up, and yet we still have one foot really tied into the historical self, the historical reality.
This is so true. And
it takes time to be able to kind of loosen that foot to dance with the authentic foot.
Oh, but isn't it fun to dance? But I mean, once you start dancing, you just don't want to stop. It's just like, keep the music going, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of keeping the music going, the music of our harmony every Sunday is you, our beautiful ones.
All right. We're back to the phone lines.
And we are full four.
We're going to go to line two and say hi to Paula from Florida.
Hey, Paula. Namaste, beloved angel.
Namaste. How are you guys? I love you.
We love you.
thank you. I was calling in today. I have been trying to call you guys for the past few months, but I just got the blessing today to connect with both of you. I have been going through a lot of changes, as you know, the natural course of life is changes. And I had a dream in February where I was helping somebody deliver a baby. And when the baby came out, it had the face of Lord Ganesh. So, you know, since that time, everything kind of has been aligning with signs. I mean, a lot of new numbers around, you know, just I'm seeing a lot of numbers in patterns, the 111, the 555. All those numbers have been showing up constantly, daily. And so, of course, I know there's changes that are coming. I just recently put my house for sale, and but things kind of have not gone with the way I thought they would go with the house. And I'm trying to get a little bit of guidance of where I need to be at this place, and you know, where is it that I'm going, because I kind of feel like I know that there's changes coming. I just don't know what they are, and I have a little bit of I'm kind of letting go of that control and, and just surrendering to whatever is coming. But just wanted to get a little bit of guidance in that.
Wow. Well, take a breath and thank you. Really, truly, Paula, thank you for sharing. I'm very honored that you would share all that. And what has really been happening, I'm watching you're in the middle of the only way I can describe this is the divine dance of universal creation. You're in the middle of all of the birth, death, resurrection. And in your case, it's all happening simultaneously, multiple births, multiple deaths, multiple resurrections. And it's like the greatest message I keep hearing is that you know how to clear away any obstacles that would try to come in front of you. You've got that part done. It's the part about being able to now call together. They just keep saying you have a different path in front of you. It's sitting there waiting, and do not be afraid of it. It's like you have this broom. It's hard for me to describe this. It's like you have this broom, and it has crystal broom. You know, the part that's the broom, the straw part.
The tree.
And you're just sweeping everything away. And they're saying, this is a good thing. Let it sweep away because the next phase is already begun. You just need to make sure you're not afraid to step into it. And so forgive me for all of that, but that's how they wanted you to hear it. I'm so glad you got through today, my love.
Okay. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Paula. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. And let's all just smile and take a breath because there is indeed a universe of support. There are unseen realms that we feel, sense, and can imagine, and sometimes we see them.
Well, you know, and I'm reflecting.
It's all here.
It is all here. And I'm reflecting all of our callers today have all been really being invited to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a higher level of what they're doing or to receive, you know, and that's a part of authenticity as well. You know, in a culture that teaches us that it's better to give than receive, we often become sacrificial lambs. And the reality is that what is the blessing is to be able to receive into your divine presence the gift of who you truly are so that you can be a full bucket to offer to all. And this is authenticity. Because in authenticity, you're aware of the blessing of harmony, of balance, of bringing all of that forward. And I'm loving how all of our callers are reflecting that each in their beautiful way today.
Absolutely. Because when there is sincerity and love, the presence is tangible.
Ooh, yes, it is. All right. Well, speaking of tangible presence.
All right. We're heading to line 4 and we'll say hello to Tiffany from Vermont.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Hi, Sri and Kara.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, can you hear me?
We can, just fine.
Wonderful. This is my birthday month, and as you mentioned, it's my first time getting through. And I love how when I'm listening to the calls and the callers calling in, I feel like even if I don't get through, the people that do get through, the answers that you give are for me as well, and I just love that. And there's a real synchronicity today with the callers. I'm actually looking, my husband and I are looking at buying a home that is at 6 South Meadow, that number 6. And the whole thing with the numbers coming up, I'm just really resonating with all of that. And I would love a soul reading.
Well, I am just loving to connect with you. You are so amazing. Oh my goodness gracious. And wow. Yeah. First thing I just want to share with you is that truly with our heart, we know that all of you who get through on the phone lines, because anytime you get through, as you know, that in and of itself is an affirmation. It's a movement. And for sure, I think that we are an extended family when we come together every week on this show. So for you, my love, in your life right now, you know, if you take a stone and you skip it, you know, like if you skip a stone, like, you know, how it skips the water and it might skip twice, you're having this ability to have it's like they're showing you and you're casting the stone out on this clear, beautiful stream, only it looks like a crystal to me, and it's touching down 6 times. And every time it's touching down, it touches down just enough to make an impression, but not so much that it stops. And they're saying that you are in the middle of this journey. You're not in the first jump and you're not in the 6th, but you're in the middle. And that this next skip is going to amplify everything that has come before it. and will unify everything so that the direction is clear, the pathway assured, and the next step has already, they're saying, has already been taken. And so it is, my love. Thank you for getting through to us today.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Good luck.
Many blessings.
It's pretty awesome.
Keep skipping.
Yeah, man. It's really, I mean, there's like, it's, you know, we only have a couple minutes, but wow. Yeah. Have fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wow. Well, you know, Sheree, we have so much still to share about authenticity and so many people on the phone that why don't we say hi to another caller?
Well, we have another first time caller standing by on line one. And so let's say hi to Lana from California.
Or Lena?
Lena?
Is it Lena or Lana?
Well, either one will do because my name has been hijacked. So either one will do. Thank you
all
so
right.
very much.
Or give us a name and
yeah.
we'll honor
all
it.
Right.
I'll give you the name Linda.
Well, we'll take that one even better. All right.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very, very much. I've been on a journey. I left a place I was living and I left my son behind to clean up his life, and I couldn't handle the drama anymore. And I wanted to retire, so I went north. And, of course, the wildfires happened. And I have found a place to live now. It's in a different county. And I'm in between an area, like I was in a shelter. I was sick a lot, but I'm called Mom there. And I just hugged people and I just said, I just wanted to hug you and ground you. And so my name is Mom at this place. And now I'm in my car in the interim until my place is finished being built. So, and then there's a man in my life since 2012 that's all of a sudden gotten passionate, but he still has a daughter who's now a junior. So he's afraid to get anybody involved, sort of. So it's kind of an interesting scenario as I'm sitting in my car waiting to get into a shaded area, and I'm not as young as I used to be.
Aww.
So it's a whole new adventure. Yeah, it's a new adventure for sure. Because I'm
69,
and I don't look it. Yeah. I don't look interactive, but... my take after my dad, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, but, Angel, if I may share with you, as you have been talking, I saw your energy appears as a pillar of light to me, you know, with like this vibration that's creating voice. And this pillar of light is very crystalline. And I'm watching it, and imagine if you're staring at this pillar of light right now. Get a, in your eye, get an idea of how wide it is. Well, it's gonna go wider. They're showing it. It's like it's like if you took an accordion and pulled it all the way open. They're saying you're at that moment where everything's starting to unfold, and it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You've got a lot more that's gonna be happening very soon.
Wow. I have that feeling, and I'm just letting it happen because
trust that flow.
I don't know. Huh?
Trust that flow. Huh? You're on track.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking because it's something I can't control anything. I mean, it's just like life is, and everything is happening, and I'm not fighting it. I'm trying to flow with it.
Well, you are flowing with it, and let it keep going.
And we need to say goodbye for now, but we love you dearly. Keep on going, babe.
And thank you for being such a great role model for so many people. We love you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You're wonderful. I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you.
Us too. Bye, honey.
Namaste. Yes, namaste.
Well, you know, as we sit here and just take a deep breath in and enjoy the flow that is upon us, one of the things that I'm reminded about is that so often as we are growing and evolving and stepping into a way of living that's more authentic. And there's so many things that happen along the way. Sometimes people change their diet and how what they eat. Sometimes people are a shift their spiritual community. Sometimes yeah. people need to shift where they're living.
Well, and that takes a lot of courage.
All of those things take courage.
They really do.
And oftentimes someone who was, you know, participated with you in the older patterns starts to get worried about you.
They
start to want to say, hey, what's wrong with you?
Well, and this is important. And the reason that we're going here, guys, is because we've told you that we were going to give you this. We call it a little authenticity secret, so to speak. It's a miracle share. And the reason it's a miracle share is whenever we begin being authentic, meaning that we really relax, because it's a relaxation. It's a relaxation into trusting yourself. It's a relaxation into having the courage to do what Sri was just talking about.
Yes.
So when you relax into that, there are going to be changes. And the bottom line is, this is why a lot of people stop, because it might mean that you're shifting your friends. You might, you know, the person that you might have thought would be the happiest for you is the one who might have the most violent reaction. You know, we call that partners in pain. Partners in pain are usually friends that are good friends in a unified drama in a life of density.
Well, there are people that can commiserate and collaborate on life's bad luck moments.
Right. They're the ones that love you enough to say, you know, if you say life sucks, they're going to go, yeah, you know. I mean, so the key is that when you start seeing that witness, when you start living authentically, when you start having more love and joy in your life, chances are the first thing they are going to do is repel, because they're like, how dare you heal? How dare you be happy? And or they're ready to grow and your ignition helps them grow too. But the reality, my loves, is that it's always one or the other. So the courage comes in recognizing that that potentiality is there. And this is where this miracle share is such a gift, because early on when Sri and I came together, we were doing archangelic ensoulments every day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
And Archangel Zadkiel was so loving and so kind. And Sri asked the question. He said, you know, people are getting upset. I had some friends when Sri and I first met that never talked to me again after you and I got together.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I bet you can relate to this. When I showed up, Kira just didn't have as much time available for some of her girlfriends.
Because you were taking a little of my time.
we were nesting, and all of a sudden, one of the partners in pain was
really upset. And then, of course, it all became you. And this is why we're saying it takes courage to live authentically. So here it is, guys. Here's the miracle share. You ready? So you are living your life of your dreams. You are harvesting all of those gifts. You are
celebrating
no longer,
clarity.
Yeah,
in some
you're not
fashion.
Hiding. You're just the truth of who you are, and thereby able to have the freedom to breathe and be. And somebody you love comes up and either sincerely with a loving approach says how much they're worried about you, and you know, you're
or they guilt trip you
right,
in some
or something
fashion
of that nature, or they could be angry and get really angry at you. Regardless of how it's presented, bring your hands to your heart, and as they are sharing with you, hold in your consciousness, I want to hear you. Thank you for loving me. And just keep holding that in your consciousness. And then when they're done, from a sincere space, because you've been sincerely holding that presence, the miracle share is you look them straight in the eye and you say to them with all due sincerity, thank you for loving me enough to share your concerns with me. And I need you to know that I love myself enough to feel good about my choices. And that's it, guys. That's the miracle share.
Yes, because the thing that happens is we don't need to convince anybody or enlist anyone in our point of view. We simply need to claim it as authentic for us and move forward.
And they want you to argue with them.
And they want you to comply, conform, and convince.
But if you argue with them, you're just meeting them in the third dimension. If you're in your ascended authentic presence, you're living outside the third dimension, thereby you were able to witness the experience, thereby you have no need, quote, to be right. All you have is the gift of your truth.
And we get to practice.
Exactly. And they get to help us be masters. That's every being is playing their role perfectly, every being.
Absolutely.
And so whenever you have those quote unquote confrontations, maybe because you finally decided to stop hiding or take a step or an action that you
you're
know is right for you, when anyone offers you negative feedback, that's the universe's way of saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Because when you get that negative feedback, it means that you're being invited to trust yourself even more. And the minute you do, it all stops. It all stops.
All of the conflict
exactly.
fades away.
So if you're stuck with a lot of people projecting on you because of, quote, who you are, then you're not committed to your authenticity. Somewhere along the line, you're still doubting yourself. And the minute you stop doubting, that will stop too. It's an amazing miracle share, Sri.
Absolutely. The miracle share is powerful, and it reminds me of the other practices that support your ability to be able to reside in that authenticity. And one of those is the container practice, because as stuff comes up, you need to release it.
Yeah.
And the other one I want to remind you to look up is the star practice that helps you hold that neutrality of soul presence.
And those are all at SriandKira.com. So go to SriandKira.com, guys, and check out those messages from the masters.
And while you're there, click on the events button and check out Remembering Atlantis, a master's journey.
Come join us at New Year's. We would love to authentically be with you in your authentic presence. And until we have the gift of being with you this time next week,
may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.